following takes place between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
She's crashing. Bibi's falling. Get Dr. Collier. She's unaware.
What if we got it?
Bibi's dropping.
She's in Vita.
Bibi's crashing 90 over 50.
All right, give her an amp of Epi and let's go at 200.
Yes, doctor.
Epi's in.
Guard.
Clear.
Clear. Nothing.
Nothing. Again, 300.
300.
Charge.
Clear.
Blood
guy's still dropping. Nothing.
Doctor? 360.
Charge.
Clear.
Clear.
Blood to
100%.
No rhythm.
Okay. One more time.
Charge.
360. Charge.
All right. Clear.
Clear.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Jack, where are you?
I'm still on the west side.
Oh, I thought you said you were coming to the hospital.
I'm gonna be there soon. Is Janet out of surgery yet?
There's been a complication. They're working on it now.
Listen to me, Terry. Do not let anyone near Janet who doesn't belong there.
What do you mean?
I think she might be in danger.
From whom?
I'll explain as soon as I get there, but until then, do not mention this to anyone, okay?
Okay.
I'll be there soon.
Okay.
Clear.
Car.
Hennikoff was paid to pick it up and get rid of this.
Oh my God. Who is it?
That's what you're gonna find out, but somehow all of this is connected to Senator Palmer.
They didn't leave much of his face.
They also clipped his fingers and pulled his teeth. Is Forensic here yet?
Not yet. He's on his way.
Call me as soon as you've got a name.
Starting to add up, Jack.
Don't let anyone know I requisitioned this for personal use.
Personal use?
Yes, could you please pass me through to hospital security? Thank you. You know Kim's friend, the girl she went out with tonight? She turned up at St. Mark's ER. She got hit by a car.
You think she knows where Kimberly is?
It's the only chance I've got. I'm meeting Terry at the hospital now. Get me that name. Yes, hello. My name is Jack Bauer. I'm a federal agent. I'm coming to you now, but I wanted to give you a heads up on one of your patients. I think her life might be in danger. Yes, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Her name is Janet York.
Jack requisitioned the chopper 15 minutes ago, but he didn't log a destination. Where's he going?
He's tracking a lead.
And ignoring protocol again, huh? First he assaults an agent to avoid lockdown, then he breaks a prisoner out of jail. What the hell's going on here? I thought we were supposed to be stopping assassination.
Stop following me.
I prefer to think of it as watching your back.
When I need your help, I'll ask for it.
What happens when you lie? Don't ever lie to me, Rick.
I won't.
Oh, I know you won't. Now bury your friend.
Where?
In the ground.
Up with these guys, but they obviously don't trust you. You just saw Gaines kill your friend. He's not gonna let you walk away.
Shut up.
The only way either of us is gonna stay alive is if we get...
I said shut up!
Sources close to the campaign say the senator spent the night working on a party unification speech, which he's set to deliver later.
How did you get past Secret Service?
Good to see you too, Sherry.
You listen. David has to prep for a breakfast meeting, and the polls are opening in an hour, so whatever you're doing here...
David asked me to come.
Why, Carl?
I don't know.
Gotta get ready, and so do you.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the big emergency, David? Thought we had a game plan.
We did. Until I found out my son lied to me. That he's been lying to me for 7 years.
What's going on?
Why would Maureen Kingsley run a story this big unless it were true?
Are you saying you believe her accusation about Keith?
I'm saying my son was involved in Gibson's death. And you covered it up. Not only from the law, from me.
David.
Someone altered the hospital records to make it look like Keith wasn't involved. That could only have been you. Look me in the eye and tell me what happened.
You sure you want to know? You might not like what you find if you open that door.
It's already open. I'm listening.
The night Gibson raped Nicole, while Sherry was still at the hospital and you were flying back, Keith went to see Gibson.
How do you know this?
Keith told me. Your son came to me, David. He said Gibson pulled a knife. I took him at his word. It was an accident. He was defending himself.
So you made it look like Keith was never there?
As far as I was concerned, he never was.
Why didn't we just go to the police? If it was really self-defense, Keith would have been cleared.
Maybe, but your career would have been over. Gibson was white, David.
I still wouldn't have covered it up.
Are you so sure?
It was my decision, not yours. I don't want you anywhere near me or my family ever again.
You have never needed me more than you need me now.
Get it.
Before you finish crucifying me, save some nails for your wife.
Sherry didn't know anything about this.
No? How do you think Keith got to me in the first place?
Janet there? Everything just got so crazy. All we had to do was hang out with you guys. Nobody was supposed to get hurt. None of this was supposed to go down.
What do you think was gonna happen?
I don't know.
Smoking that's really gonna help.
I just can't believe this is happening.
Well, it is, and you can sit there feeling sorry for yourself, or you can get up and help me figure out a way to get us out of here.
Davenport, hospital security.
Jack Maurer, thanks for mobilizing your people on such short notice.
I put a man at each end of the ICU corridor and should lock it down pretty tight.
They know not to let anyone in or out?
Only hospital staff, just like you asked.
Good.
Can you let me know what this is about?
I wish I could. Terry.
Jack.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm here now.
Oh, don't leave me. Don't ever leave me.
Agent Bauer, I wouldn't be walking the floor if you need anything.
Thank you, Claude. It's gonna be okay. Tell me about Janet.
She's stable.
Can she talk?
No, not yet. What did you mean before about her being in danger? Danger from whom?
Someone who doesn't want her talking to me.
You must be Jack.
Alan, yeah, this is my husband, Jack.
Hi.
Alan's been a great friend tonight, Jack.
I'm glad your daughter's okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, but give us a good scare, but she pulled through.
Well, when she's up to it, I'm going to need to ask her a few questions.
Jack, my daughter's been through a lot. If the doctor says it's okay.
The guys that Kim and Janet were with tonight, Terry told me you didn't know them.
No, Janet never mentioned them.
Are you close to Janet?
She's my daughter.
But you don't know who she goes out with on a school night.
Jack?
No, not tonight. I didn't. But apparently you didn't either.
Jack, what are you doing?
Trying to find out where our daughter is.
Treating Alan as a suspect?
You can handle a few questions. I mean, you understand that, right? Our daughter's still missing.
Of course I do.
Alan, would you excuse us for a minute, please? Jack, what's going on? I don't know what you were doing for the last 5 hours, but Alan was with me tonight. Now, I'm sorry if that makes you feel bad, but it makes
me
feel...
Hold on one minute. I'm
here to see my brother. That's all there is to you. Look at my bag. No, I'm not going to open the briefcase. I'm just here to see my brother. I want to see my brother.
What's the problem here?
There's no problem.
Sir.
What you got in the briefcase?
Don't worry about it.
What's in the briefcase?
Don't worry about it. Oh.
Get off!
What is this?
It's my medication.
What kind of medication?
Ben? Ben? What's going on?
Hey, Bridges in pain, and you guys aren't giving him what he needs.
It's okay. We're taking care of your brother. I told you that yesterday. His brother's on a detox. He's been trying to sleep.
I'm sorry.
What did Carl want?
I know about Keith.
Know what about Keith?
That he went to Carl to cover up the Gibson boy's death. Keith was there, wasn't he, Sherry?
Look, David, just because Carl wants to feed you some story doesn't
mean... Are you sure? You're not the one that's feeding me stories? Thing I can't understand. What I keep asking myself is why you hid this from me.
I wanted to tell you, David.
But you didn't.
Carl said you'd be exposed.
Don't put this on Carl. You keep your own counsel, Cher. You always have.
Nothing I say to you is gonna make you feel any better. I know that. I did what I thought was right for our family and for your career.
What about Nicole? Did she know too?
We were protecting you.
Really?
Yes.
Or were you protecting your chance to move into the White House?
I am as ambitious as you are, David. That's why you married me.
No, I married you because I love you. Because I thought we were working towards something together.
We still are.
But it doesn't feel that way.
David. What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Look, you can be as angry at me as you want, but I'm telling you, we should do everything we can to keep this thing from coming out.
It's too late for that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you say that, because you'll lose a lot more than the election if it does. Are you prepared to send our son to jail?
Game with Dan.
He acted like nothing could touch him.
And I bought into it.
So did Janet.
I'd give anything to turn back the clock.
Me too. I spent every day trying to get away from my mother. Now I can't stop wishing she were here. She must be freaking.
Must be nice having a mom you like.
You don't like yours?
Not all women are meant to be mothers.
Sorry.
It's not your problem.
Rick. We gotta get out of here.
Come with me. Let's go.
Leave this shovel unless you plan to use it on me. When I come back, your friend better be in the ground.
Death between 11 and midnight last night.
That was right before we were tipped on the Palmer head. How close is he to making an ID?
We just sent some tissue samples to the lab. They're running his DNA against all databases.
No, that's gonna take too long.
Going as fast as we can, Jack.
Put Jamie on it. We've got to take care of this now.
Did you find Kim?
No, not yet.
Is her friend all right?
She will be.
What about Terry? How's she holding up?
She's fine, Nina. What else is going on over there?
I think I have to apologize for Jack.
You don't have to apologize for your husband. We're all pretty wound up.
I think Jack's wound up a little tighter than the rest of us.
No argument here.
I guess I've always kind of accepted it as an occupational hazard.
I thought you told me that he sat behind a desk.
The truth is, half the time I don't know what he's doing. can't tell me. It's a security thing.
Must be tough on you.
Sometimes.
But you deal with it.
Right now, he's just worried about Kim.
Yeah, well, hopefully when Janet wakes up, she'll be able to tell us where she is.
Yeah.
Look, I gotta go. Call me back as soon as you got anything.
What is it, Jack? Why is there all this security here? What? Who wants to hurt Janet?
Today, someone is going to try and kill David Palmer.
What?
That's why I was brought in last night.
Well, why is Janet endangered?
Because she was with Kim.
Our daughter is missing. How does... Are you saying that relates to an assassination attempt?
They must know that I've been assigned to protect Palmer.
And you think this person kidnapped Kim? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Terry. I'm so sorry. I know this is all happening because of me. I've tried to keep a wall between my work and my family, and the wall is coming down. Now I don't know what to do.
I need you in forensics.
I'm about to crack the outer shell.
You said that 2 hours ago.
Nina, this key card's our best lead on the Palmer hit.
I'm not dropping the key card. I called in Milo.
Milo's an outside contractor.
Which is why we can trust him.
I can do this. I'm as good as Milo.
Not with this kind of thing, you're not. And I can't wait. Look, Jack wants you on this. I'll brief you on the way. The deceased is a male Caucasian.
Who is it?
David. Sorry to wake you like this, Mike, but something's come up. I was hoping to keep you out of it.
I'm your chief of staff, David. I shouldn't be kept out of anything.
It was a private matter.
You're running for president. Nothing's private anymore. Where are you going?
They moved Janet upstairs to the ICU.
She's out of recovery.
Yeah, she's a little groggy, but she's awake.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Alan, I owe you an apology. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't need to be. I understand exactly what you're going through.
Excuse me. Bauer.
Found something.
X-rays show a surgical pin in John Doe's ankle.
Turns out it's not standard, but custom made, one of a kind.
That means we can trace it back to the orthopedic surgeon who implanted it.
Yeah, Jamie's searching the AMA database right now, cross-checking it with the manufacturer. Hope we'll have this guy's name within the hour.
The sooner is better. Look, I gotta go. Call me as soon as you got something.
All right. He's getting to 7:30.
The minute Maureen breaks the story, you'll free fall in the polls. And the media will start churning this thing 24/7. They'll pick you clean and go to work on the bones. Chances are the party will try to cut bait. So, I'd say you're a textbook unelectable.
So I'm right to withdraw from the race?
No, that's the last thing you should do.
You just got through telling me I can't win.
I told you what to expect, so you can. If we handle this right, I think you can come back from this. David, you're the most important presidential candidate this country's had in a long time. Like it or not, fair or not, you're making history.
My son was involved in another.
It was an accident.
Okay. And what if some judge rules it was? I mean, how do we justify the cover-up? All of them. Sherry, Key, Nicole, kept this from the police.
I don't want to seem crass, but the important thing is you didn't cover it up. You didn't know.
What does that say about me? Not knowing the most important things about my family.
I'm not saying it's not a hard sell. The election is still 6 months away. The voters know how to forgive. You just have to know how to ask for it. Do you still want the job, David?
You know I do.
Then you need to come out with the story yourself before Maureen Kingsley. Make it the first thing you say at the breakfast.
Just don't know how my family's gonna feel about that.
Find out fast. Because you can't do this without them. When you come clean, be damn sure your family's standing next to you.
I did an extensive neurological exam which showed no spinal injury. And she suffered multiple fractures, but there's nothing she can't recover from.
What went wrong in surgery?
When they were trying to stop the internal bleeding, she went into cardiac arrest. It happens sometimes.
But she's okay now.
The next 6 hours will be critical. But I'm optimistic.
Is it possible to ask her a few questions?
When?
As soon as possible. Her daughter is missing, and Janet was the last person to see her.
Well, I'm not comfortable with her being interrogated.
I'm just talking about asking her one or two questions.
I'll leave it up to her father.
Well, let me go in first and make sure she's up to it.
Thank you.
You know what we should do when this is over?
Get some sleep.
We should take that trip we always talked about. You know, up the coast into Canada. Just the three of us.
That sounds nice.
Sorry, Nina's following up the lead.
That was quick.
Do what I tell you, Jack, and you might see your daughter again. Say yes if you understand me. Answer me, Jack.
Yes.
Now smile at your wife like nothing's wrong. Move away from the doors. That's right. We're watching you.
away now, or Kimberly gets a bullet in her head.
The reception's really bad. I'll be right back.
And now continue down the hall. Come on, Jack. I don't have all day.
What do you want me to do?
Go out the north entrance. Left. Yes, I'm still watching you. That's it, out the north entrance.
She's a tough one, your daughter.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Or would you rather go in alone?
Do you mind? Going.
On your left is a silver Taurus.
I see it.
Get in. Open the glove compartment.
First, prove to me that my daughter is still alive.
Daddy?
Kimberly. Are you okay?
Yeah, they haven't hurt me, but I'm...
There's a metal box inside the glove compartment. Take it out. Tuck it in your ear. Now say something.
If you hurt my daughter, I will kill you.
Good. That's a nice, clear signal. You won't need your phone anymore. Lose it out the window. Out the window, Jack.
It
keys are on the seat next to you.
Where do you want me to go?
You're going to the office.
Like everyone else.
CTU?
That's where you work.
Jack Bauer, leave a message.
Jack, where are you?
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Where's Jack?
Well, he went to take a call.
Well, I needed to talk to him.
Why? What did Janet say? Does she know something?
They were trying to escape when she was hit.
Escape from whom?
A couple boys who got too aggressive. She doesn't know if Kim got away.
Well, Kim really would have called if she did.
Janet says that they were being held in a house up in Bel Air.
That's the address?
Yeah, I think we should give it to the police.
Jack is the police. Pick up.
This is Jack Bauer.
Damn it.
He's not answering.
Jack, listen. It's me again. Janet may know where Kimberly is. Would you please call me as soon as you get this? Okay. Jack? Jack?
Terry.
He was just here. He promised me he wouldn't leave.
We'll keep trying him on his cell. I'll call the police with this number.
Well, I know. I have to get there.
If you want, I'll take you.
Well, then what about Janet?
She's leaving. Dr. Collinger says that she's not in any danger. She'll be out for a couple of hours, okay?
Okay. I guess I'll just call from the car.
Dr. Kellery, 3679. Dr. Kellery, 3679.
Sorry, ma'am.
We're gonna be okay.
Maybe.
I just spoke to my dad.
How?
That Gaines guy put me on the phone with him.
What does Gaines want from your dad? Money?
No, I'm not sure, but I don't think it's about money. My dad's gonna get us out.
He doesn't even know where we are.
Doesn't matter. Find us.
What's up, Milo?
Did you try using an S-Box inversion on that key card?
No, why?
No, it's just... it's the fastest way to a file that size.
Your hunch on the AMA database paid off. We just ID'd our John Doe.
What happened to your wrist? You didn't have that before.
Yeah, I did.
It happened back at the furniture store.
Oh.
Maybe that's Jack.
Jack. Terry. Hi, it's Nina Myers.
Oh, hi, Nina.
Listen, I have some important information for Jack. He's not answering his cell, and I know that he's with you.
Well, no, he was, but he went to take a call a couple minutes ago. I thought it was from you.
No, I haven't spoken to him in almost half an hour.
Then you don't know where he is?
No.
Nina, what's going on?
Listen, Terry, if you hear from him first, can you give him a message?
Of course.
There's a murder victim he asked me to ID. Tell him the murder victim's name is Alan York.
I'm sorry, Nina. Could you say that again, please?
Alan York. He's an accountant from the Valley. Listen, I'll give the details to Jack when I speak to him. Hello?
Yeah.
Will you tell Jack?
Sure.
Thanks. And if you hear from him, tell him to call in.
Okay.
Thanks.
Everything all right?
Yeah, that was just someone from Jack's office trying to find him.